Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Do you remember when you started your business, or do you remember when you bought your business? Seems like it was yesterday, but it may have been years ago. And time has gone on, and when you started your business, it was just you. And you worked hard. You worked night and day. You put your energy into it. You put your hopes, your dreams, your wishes into it. And before you know it, business doubled. And you were looking around and saying to yourself, I've got this. This is fantastic. Look what I've accomplished. And before you know it, you found that you needed employees, coworkers, people to help you because you were doing so much business. And business doubled again. And you needed more coworkers and more employees and a bigger space and more computers and more vehicles or more equipment or whatever it happens to be. And it was a really exciting time, and you had your finger on the pulse of everything. You had it together. You knew every shipment that went out. You knew what the prices were. You knew everything. You were completely in control. But you grew bigger and bigger and bigger. But yet, even though you've grown bigger, you're still operating your business like it was just you. You're still holding everything close to you. You're not delegating to your coworkers, to your people. You're not including people in the decisions. And because you're doing that, at some point, you're going to find that your growth is going to stop. Or you are going to be in a world of trouble because it just can't go on. It'll be overwhelming. The crushing burden of it all just won't be acceptable. And one of the mistakes that people have when they have a business, and it's an entrepreneurial business, they start out one way, but the business grows to the volume that they need procedures. They need paperwork. They need to know what their sales force is doing. You can't say to the sales force, go out and sell. They need to provide you with a weekly report. You need to understand how many contacts they made, how many appointments, how many sales, where did they go. You need to do proper accounting. You need to understand what the rules and regulations of your state and federal government are. You need to have an employee manual, so that you can cover things, so that you put yourself in a position so everyone's working off of the same rules and procedures in the company. Now, I don't want to discourage you in any way. I don't want you to think, I don't want to do that, and probably you don't. But it's necessary if you grow to the point where you have more than a few people. It's necessary if you want to continue to prosper. It's necessary if you want to keep your clients or customers. What kind of software are we using so that we can track exactly our shipments and our billing? What kind of contact manager are we using so we can track what the salespeople are doing and how many people we are contacting and when we contacted them and when we should do it again? So you need to come up to the corporate level. You need to think about exactly how you are going to actually run a business. It's not just your own personal show. It's a business, and business requires structure. And if you don't have structure in your business, if you're in a position where you're just continuing to do the same thing day in and day out, it gets to the point where it's impossible to grow the business. Everyone that works for you needs to understand what their roles are. They need to have job descriptions. They need to have reviews every 6 months or every year. You need to have a consistent pay structure. You need to have good bookkeeping. You need to understand how to pay taxes. And some of these things you may not necessarily understand, but you bring people in or you consult with people who will help you understand them. Remember, when you started your business, you were thinking completely differently. You were thinking about changing the world. You were thinking about working for yourself. You were thinking about the excitement of taking it on. But the longer you're in business, the more you realize the purpose in being in business is to make a profit. That's the reason you are in business. The motivation is a different story. I want to work for myself. I want to employ people. I want to do a better job. I want to show the world. That's the motivation. But if we are really going to make a profit, if we are really going to run a business that's fantastic, if we're really going to run a business and we have positive control of that business, then we have to make sure as business people that we are following procedures. And to follow procedures, we have to put them in place. So paperwork is more important than most CEOs who are entrepreneurs believe it to be. It's really necessary that you do it, that you understand it. It gives you a picture of exactly where you are in your business. You have a better understanding of exactly what you need to do next and how to grow your business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.